The prelude you just heard has a special meaning in this sanctuary. As the final anthem of Foot Sunday last spring, it lifted us with its tender grace, granted us peace, and sent us forward into an uncertain future. A year ago, we were about to break ground for the renovation of Unity Church. The music that day called on us to be wholehearted and hopeful, to be imaginative, and even a bit plucky. In the months that followed, everything was closed up, packed up, disassembled, rerouted, rewired, rescheduled, churned, spun, whipped, pureed, reimagined, and at last reassembled. Through it all, this sanctuary was our touchstone and music our hallmark. In this one space that remained open throughout the renovation, we gathered for worship, for meetings, for celebrations, for rehearsals. Here we made music together, hymns and anthems, instruments and voices, all reverberated and heartened and sustained us. Now we've come a full year from that time, and as we begin this month on the theme of blessings, let us bless the sanctity of this space. Let us bless this community of people that we are striving to become. And let us bless the music that, in joining us together, opens us wide. With so much to long for and work for and love, how can we keep from singing? Come, let us worship together.
Don't worry about saving these songs. And if one of our instruments breaks, it doesn't matter.
We have fallen into the place where everything is music.
The strumming and the flute notes rise into the atmosphere, and even the whole world's harp should burn up there will still be hidden instruments playing. This singing art is sea foam. The graceful movements come from a pearl somewhere on the ocean floor.
Bones reach out like skin drift, and the edge of the driftwood along the beach rotting.
They derive from a slow and powerful root that we can't see.
Stop the words.
Freedom come, freedom come, freedom come, freedom come. Experiencing music as an engaged performer or an appreciative listener is a powerful reminder of the ways in which music can bless us beyond the words and beyond the individual notes. Five Hebrew Love Songs is just such a reminder. When I first read Hilla Plitman's words, I was struck by how gently they describe the transforming power of an intimate relationship, and also describe how music can reach inside and transport us into new dimensions of feeling. Music, like love, flows in us, around us, and between us, strengthening us and setting us down tenderly in the softest, softest place. Music, like love, doesn't discriminate between people. It invites all of us into intimate relationship with each other. As we sing, we take you, our listeners, into ourselves and invite you to experience the blessings of sound and meaning conveyed through our voices. Please join us in this celebration of the blessings of love.
Thank you. It used to be that you had to go out of your way to hear music. Before the days of MP3 players, CDs, tape decks, record players, and radio, live music was the only option. And it took a special effort. You had to go somewhere to hear it or make it yourself. Though I have never known such a time, I sometimes long for those days of intentional listening, when every store didn't pipe Muzak through their loudspeakers, and it wasn't possible to carry an entire electronic music library in your pocket. I don't like having my auditory space bubble invaded, and going to hear live music is one of my favorite things. And yet, there are times when I really appreciate the ubiquitous nature of music today. A few weeks ago, I was home alone washing dishes. I had the radio tuned to NPR, and they were playing a piece of choral music that was otherworldly in its beauty. As I scrubbed pots and pans, I was completely transported. The music flowed over me like the warm, soapy dishwater. For all the drawbacks of our overstimulating music technology, it occasionally brings transcendence to the most mundane tasks, a chance to slip the surly bonds of earth and take flight. Blessed are we who live at a time when washing the dishes can be a sacrament.
Thank you.
To do 100 things we've yet to dream. To love one another with no good reason. To climb forever sunward with laughter on our wings. And when the sky is cold and gray, to sing. To move between light and darkness with an easy grace. To be for one another a harbor, a holy place, a sanctuary. In this uneasy world, to be, just be the blessing we already are. To love and love yet more beyond all reason. To do 100 things we've yet to dream. Oh, to be the song we sing.
Thank you. Thank you.